America weekend.
Looked outside my window, struggled from my bed. Still can hear my father's words ringing in my head. Remember where you came from.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. My next guest is a longtime familiar face in both television and film, as Vic Mackey in The Shield, as Tony Scali in The Commish, and as The Thing in the Fantastic Four film series. But now, we get to enjoy a very different side to him. His first solo album, Influence, is now available. It is great to say hello to Michael Chiklis. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ed. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Influence, an entirely different side of you. Tell us all about it.
Well, I've been a musician all my life. And, you know, it's interesting in this day and age, you know, there seems to be people or a faction of people that want to believe that there's a separation between music and acting. And there really, really isn't. I mean, there are countless examples of people who have done it seamlessly throughout their careers. When I was a kid, really young kid, like 6 years old, mm-hmm. my father was a big fan of Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack. And those guys were a perfect example of people who did it really successfully. I mean, they were wonderful musicians. They grew up in, you know, in houses playing music like I did. And but they also happened to be wonderful actors. You know, I remember seeing Sammy Davis Jr. when I was a kid, and this guy could, you know, he'd play a trumpet solo, tap dance, run behind the kit, play a drum solo, come out, tell a joke, laugh, you know, sing his butt off, you know.
Sure.
Really a consummate performer. And I came up with that sort of aspiration. But I'm also a person that doesn't like to do things, you know, sort of half-assed, mm-hmm. forgive the expression. But,
right.
You know, so if I, you know, if I wasn't able to, you know, actually, you know, do it right, I wasn't going to do it. And I've been very, very busy over the years with my, not only my acting career, but, you know, raising two kids and being married and having a life, you know. And but now I've had the opportunity over the last, it took me 2.5 years to write and produce this record.
Wow.
So, I'm very, very proud of it because I did this myself. I wrote it. I produced it. It's something that I put together. I brought the musicians together. And I mean, there are incredible musicians on this record. You know, the great Steve Lukather of mm-hmm. Toto, Andres Ferrero, who's the drummer for the smash hit Hamilton on Broadway, plays on two tracks in this record. Scott Healy, who's the band leader and keyboard player for Conan O'Brien's band, along with the Conan O'Brien brass section,
right.
on my keyboard player and brass section. Plus, I have these young kids who are the rhythm section of the band who are just unbelievable players. They're 24, 25-year-old kids, and they're just really right out of the Thornton School at USC, and they're young and hungry and incredible players. So I have this mix of youth and experience on the record that really comes through as well, and a live feel.
What were the biggest surprises? Now, you said this was your own undertaking. You organized this. You put the whole thing together. Tell
yeah.
me some of the biggest surprises that you encountered when you finished the project.
Surprises when I finished it. Well, you know, just what it takes to do this and to write, produce, and bring to fruition a full length record.
Sure.
And to now to be how thrilling it is to be on the phone with you talking about the actual release of this thing. I guess I was most surprised at how much is involved in doing this,
mm-hmm.
and especially to do it primarily on your own, with, you know, I mean, I obviously couldn't have done it without the help of my engineers and my friends, the musicians on the record. But I mean, as the only and principal producer and writer on the record, and also now the person responsible for releasing the record because it's my label, it's an incredible process to bring it to fruition, and I'm very, very proud of it. And just the fact that I've done it, it represents a body of work and something that I'm proud to put out into the world.
Now, with acting, you're learning about a character. Like any of the things you've done in terms of acting, okay, all right, Vic Mackey, let me learn as much as I can about him. Let me see what Tony Scali is going to be all about. With music, it's different,
right.
because it's more introspective. You're learning about yourself. Am I wrong in assuming that?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, I think the music is largely a reflection of the times we live in. So you do learn a lot about yourself in the process of writing music, but it's, again, influenced by all that's around you and all that you hear and see.
One of the things that jumped out at me as I was preparing for this, I saw a note about the album, and it says, it's a sonically impressive and powerful debut rock and roll odyssey that will shock and impress everyone who hears it. Now, that's a pretty strong statement. Tell me why I would be shocked.
I think in this day and age, and that's, you know, engaging in some hyperbole for sure, but, yeah. You know, I think in this day and age, a lot of people hear that an actor is going to put out a record, and, you know, they sort of eye roll and are dismissive and, you know, skeptical to say the least. And I think it's been fun watching sort of the shocked expression on people's faces when they hear the legitimacy of the record.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, holy cow, this is real. And then once they get past that, then they're just fans. Then they're like, well, let me hear the next song, you know?
Sure.
And I just want to push people over that hump where they get over the fact that they know me, they think they know me, because they really don't.
But, you know, isn't it an extension of your talent? It's merely an extension of what you are as an artist. I mean, you brought up Frank Sinatra before. A lot of people would regard Sinatra as as good of a singer as he was an actor. If you're talented, if you have your art to express, you can express art in a variety of different ways.
Correct.
And for you, obviously, music is just an extension to some of the
Correct.
Other things that people are used to seeing you in.
Correct. That's exactly well put and exactly right. You know, and I guess they're, I think people focus on the examples of where, you know, like there are certain vanity projects out there and that some actors have put out that, and it's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, so although I will say a lot of them are unfairly judged, you know, and they don't really take the time to listen to them. And, you know, they scrutinize them in a way that they don't scrutinize other projects, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I came into this with my eyes open. I, you know, I'm confident that when people hear, if they take the time to actually sit down and, you know, especially get in your car, put the CD in or stream it or however you mm-hmm. want to take it in and crank this song while you're driving, and you'll be a fan at the end of the album.
And what I like about it too, and I mean it comes through in our conversation here, you really care about this. You said it a few minutes ago. You weren't going to do this if it was going to be half-ass, all right? And because
right.
you want, and that's why you're so involved. If you delegated, all right, you're going to be in charge of this, you're going to be in charge of that, just call me and tell me when to be at the studio, that's when it could fall short. But if you're going to put your name and you're going to put everything, if you're going to put your heart behind this, that's the
right.
most important thing. Because when it's all said and done, you have to be 100% satisfied. This is what it should sound like. This is what I wanted all along. And it sounds like that's what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had to go back before I could go forward. And that's why I called this influence. And I think I had to go and visit, you know, my influences as a musician and as a person musically growing up. I mean, you look at the records today, particularly pop albums, and there's like 30 writers on the credits and five producers or more. You know, this is coming from me, and this is something that was very special to me. For example, the last song on the album couldn't be more different than the rest of the album. It's something that's so special to me, and I love the fact that I was able to record it. It's an ancient Irish lullaby
wow.
that my grandmother used to sing to me called Angel of Mine, author unknown. It's something that I'm so thrilled that I was able to record so that it doesn't get lost to antiquity. And it couldn't be more different than the rest of the record, but it was a perfect sort of good night
right, yeah.
to the album. You know, and it's all over the road. I mean, when you listen to the album, it's genre schizophrenic. It's all over the rock and roll road, but it's sonically cohesive. It's the same primary rhythm section in the same space mm-hmm. with me as the lead vocalist. So we have a particular sound. We sound like us.
Yeah.
But in terms of genre, it's all over the place. There's one tune that sounds like, you know, Santana and the Gypsy Kings had a baby. There's one, you know, song that's very sort of Queen meets the Police, that it doesn't sound like any of those bands. It sounds like us.
It sounds like what you wanted, and it's your voice behind it. And it's okay if it's different genres, because everything in life is different. I mean, I listen to all different kinds of music, so do you.
Right.
Life isn't just all mashed potatoes, three meals a day, and for you to be able to explore that musically, I think the listener appreciates that, because they get to hear, all right, the whole thing is a different side of you in the first place, but we're getting many different sides of you through your music, and I think that's incredibly cool.
Fantastic. That's exactly right, man. I love that you put it that way, because I've always been frustrated by, you know, people try to put you in a box, right? And I don't, like, just watch comedies, you know, or like on film. Of course you're going to watch a thriller, you're going to watch a drama, you're going to watch a comedy. You know, variety is the spice of life. And the fact that I've been able to bring 11 completely different songs, and I did one cover song. So there's 9 originals, The Ancient Irish Lullaby, and one cover tune.
It's entertaining, and it is engrossing. It's available on digital, on CD, even LP. Michael Chiklis, best of luck with the album, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks so much for having me.
You have a great day. Take care.
Cheers.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.